This is VOA News via remote. I'm Melissa Melton. U.S. law enforcement officials are geared up for pro-Trump marches in all 50 state capitals this weekend, erecting barriers and deploying thousands of National Guard troops to try to prevent the kind of violent attack on the U.S. Capitol building that rattled the nation January 6th. The FBI warned police agencies of possible armed protests outside all 50 state capitol buildings starting Saturday through Inauguration Day, January 20th. They fear unrest might be fueled by supporters of President Donald Trump, who believe his false claims of election fraud. Michigan, Virginia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and the state of Washington were among states who activated their National Guards to strengthen security. In downtown Washington, D.C., officers arrested a Virginia man who tried to pass through a Capitol Police checkpoint Friday carrying fake inaugural credentials, a loaded handgun, and more than 500 rounds of ammunition, this according to CNN and the New York Times. Those two news sources cited a police report and a law enforcement source saying the man was charged with five crimes, including illegal possession of a weapon and ammunition. The scramble follows the deadly January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C., by a mix of extremists and Trump supporters, some of whom allegedly planned to kidnap members of Congress and called for the death of Vice President Mike Pence as he presided over the certification of Joe Biden's victory in November's election. The Democratic leaders of four U.S. congressional committees said on Saturday they had opened a review of the events and had written to the FBI and other intelligence and security agencies to find out what was known about the threats, whether the information was shared, and whether foreign influence played any role. This is VOA News.